Good morning, class. Praise God. I'm going to do the communion class this morning. Apostle Thurston has some great things in store for this communion class that he's working on. So you can look forward to having something really, really good about communion. Today we're going to ask, Apostle, you pray over this class.
Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for being in your midst. It's an honor just to be in your midst and commune with you. Bless this communion class to go forward and help us receive all that's in your heart. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. We're going to be talking about something very needful for the body of Christ this morning. It's learning how to discern the Lord's body. What did Paul say about people that come to the communion table faithfully and do not discern the Lord's body? So let's see what he says in 1 Corinthians 11, 29 through 30. He said, for who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, not that they're unworthy, but the behavior that they had at that particular time in the Corinthians was unworthily manner. They was taking it not in a way to honor Jesus Christ or to remember him. They were doing everything. And everything in their hearts and mind. And they were drinking this. And he said, eat and drink judgment to himself. Not discerning the Lord's body. And what he said, when you don't discern the Lord's body, for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep, because they don't discern the Lord's body. They're at the table, but they're not discerning the Lord's body. He didn't say discern the blood, did he? What did he say, class?
It's the body.
Body. I love y'all. Y'all so relaxed and reserved. Not discerning the Lord's body. So it's very important when we come to this table. The table that David said the Lord has prepared in the 23rd Psalms. Really he was talking about was communion in the 23rd Psalms. The Lord's communion. When he was talking about the cup. And it was the cup of salvation. In 119 Psalms, he said it's the cup of salvation. That's what was the cup I'm drinking out of. And the Lord prepared the table. When the Lord prepares the table, it's bread and wine on that table. Those two elements that will help you through life. But we're going to get back. I want to return to discerning the Lord's body. It's very important that we learn how to discern it. And one of the ways, one of our teachers is going to be the Syrophoenician woman. Can you believe she's going to teach us how to discern the Lord's body? Let's go to Mark 7 and 26 and see what. See what it says there. We're going to study a little bit and see how. It read, the 26th verse. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said to her, let the children first be filled, But it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. You know, Jesus said this bread is for the children. Those ones that had a covenant with me. Now see, she's Greek. She's not Jew. So she didn't have a covenant. She had didn't have a seat at the table. Didn't have a place at the table. But we're going to see here how she's going to press in. How's she going to discern the Lord's body? Ooh, this get good, class. The 28th verse, and she answered and said unto him, yea, Lord, yes, Lord. What she was saying, what you're saying is true. I don't have a covenant. I'm not a Jew. Yes, I am a dog. But let me be a house dog. And she said, yeah, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumb. What she was saying, just let me be a house dog. Since I'm a dog, let me be a house dog. Now, she discerned that body. She said, the body, if you can get a crumb, it's power and a crumb. Mm-hmm. How much more could it be for children sitting at the table and discern the Lord's body? That's not getting crumbs, getting the bread. How much more? But this lady said, a crumb is powerful. She discerned his body. She said the crumbs are powerful. Just drop a crumb on the table. I sit at the master's table. I'll be the dog under the table. Because I know I don't have a covenant. I can't come in right now. Jesus pulled up at the table and said, come on in, baby. You found your way. This Gentile found her way to the table. And this is, and he said unto her, for this saying, go that way. The devil is gone out of you, thy daughter. For this saying, what you said, that a crumb is powerful enough. And she discerned the body like this too. She said, yeah, Lord, yeah, the dogs under the table of the children crumb. She just said, a crumb. He said here in the 27th verse, let's go back to the, but Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled. For it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto the dogs. You know, she said, let me get under the table because if it's children, they're going to drop a crumb. Mm-hmm. You know how children do. I've seen children just take what they didn't want and just give it to the dog that was under. The dog came under the table because he know he was going to get some of the dinner. And the children like, I don't here. What she discerned, his body said, it's too much for all. I mean, you are. You got so much. It's so much bread. They're going to waste some of it. I mean, they can't contain it all. She was discerning what? The Lord's body. That the crumbs of his body. Just a crumb. How powerful is a crumb? Now, can't we discern the Lord's body a little better? Oh, yeah. We're at the table. We don't have to get a crumb. But she said, that's okay, the crumb will do the work. My time is up here. I was wanting to. But communion is powerful. It's a weapon that the children of God is going to use in the last days. We're not going to be standing in line for healing. We're going to learn how to eat around the table and not throw a whole lot out to the dogs. We eat it. We're going to learn. We're going to discern. But it's coming from discerning the Lord's body. He didn't say blood, but he said the body. You have to discern that. And I wanted to get a little deeper into that, but I'm going to stop because we hadn't done communion. And it's going on we're way out of time on that. But did y'all get how you discern the Lord's body? Because a lot of time you just read over with if you don't discern the Lord's body and don't really know how to. Now you know how to just sit down and just discern his body. Just meditate on his body sometimes. Just sit down and meditate on his body. He said it's for the children's healing. Did he lie? No, he can't lie. If he said it, it's true. But we've got to come to the table. It's a seat there at the table prepared. He said this is a prepared table. All of his children, I don't care how many he got, you got a seat at his table. You can come. And not only can you come to his table, but he's there too. She said, and she said, even, you know, let me just stop here because I'm going a little bit too deep in here. And I know my time is up, so let me just acknowledge that and go on. Okay. I want everybody to hold the bread in their hands. And as we hold the bread of God in our hands, Lord, we thank you that we're able to come to your table. Thank you that you have prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy, in the presence of cancer, in the presence of sickness, in the presence of diabetes, in the presence of cold, sinus.
Yeah.
You have prepared a table. That's an enemy. Mm-hmm. All that came from our enemy.
Yes.
Praise God. But you prepared a table to go against that. And we discern your body today. We discern your body, the power. How the power was in the crumb that falleth from the table. Lord, we thank you for the power of communion today, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the power. Thank you for your body. It is for our healing.
Yes.
It's for our spouse healing, our children's healing. Thank you that the stripes, thank you that the beating that you bore by the lashes which fell on your back, we are completely healed. We believe and we receive and we eat this body. Just take your time and chew it. As you think on his body. Apostle didn't give y'all a crumb this morning. He gave us a big piece because I'm still chewing. He was very generous. Thank you for your healing, God, this morning. Thank you for your healing. Ha, ba, ba, ba. Abba, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we're healed. This is for the children, healing. Okay. Let's lift up our cups. Thank you, Jesus, for the new covenant, cut in your blood. Your blood has brought us forgiveness and washed us from every sin. I thank you for your blood has made us righteous. And as we drink, we celebrate and partake of the inheritance of the righteous, which is preservation, healing, wholeness, and prosperity. We drink to it. Praise God. Amen. All right, Apostle, and y'all can come up. Did y'all enjoy that?
Amen.
Amen. You're going to start discerning the Lord's body now. That's really not the only place, but that's a place to start. If somebody that's not a part of the covenant could discern it that way, how much more? Say, Holy Spirit, help me discern the Lord's body.
Amen.